Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
We are continuing to work our way through the Gospel of Matthew. Everywhere we go in our revival meetings and concerts, we challenge people everywhere to read the book of Matthew for themselves. Take the 30-page challenge. Read a page a day for a month. The Gospel of Matthew will absolutely radically change your life. It will clear up so many misconceptions, so many things that you have been confused about. Read the words of Jesus himself, and suddenly the things you heard from the talk show hosts will fall away as you hear the truth from Jesus' own mouth. We're going to Matthew 21, as I said, starting at verse 21, where Jesus answered and said to them, "Truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you shall not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you shall say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' it shall happen. And all things you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." What we're going to address today is an area that we hardly even want to touch because it has been so exploited by faith teachers for their own ends for so many years. but we do need to address it. Though it has been so misused and twisted, and so much error has come into the church by taking the faith teachings too far, yet it is something that must be taught scripturally and in balance. The reason we can't dismiss these teachings because of the misuse is because they are so vitally important to us, because each one of us has mountains, real mountains in our lives that we have to deal with. We all have seemingly unconquerable hurdles. We have financial disasters. We have a mountain of unpaid bills. We have unexpected medical crises, health problems, unsaved family members, kids on drugs, kids that have walked away from God. We have destroyed marriages. Almost everyone is living with great and very pressing needs. So we all have these heavy weights on us and must go to God in desperate prayer. And what happens as we go to God in prayer? Many times the prayers seem to be in vain, and in a lot of cases the situation may actually seem to get worse as we pray. And so we get discouraged, our prayers are left unanswered, our faith is shaken, and then we sink into despair. This is the most common place for people to be. Trust me, it is not just you. So many are in this place where they have sunk into despair because they've gone to God in prayer for something that is so vitally important to them, and instead of the prayer being answered, the situation gets worse. But Jesus gives us a much different picture of prayer. He says, "Whatever you ask, I will give it to you." He says, "Ask and you shall receive. Ask and you shall be given what you ask for. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you would and it shall be done for you." But how contrary our experience is with these words of Jesus. So many people go to God in prayer, multitudes, but hardly any will receive answers. So today we will look at what distinguishes those who simply pray from those who pray and receive answers. We will delineate between those who simply go through the exercise of prayer from those who through the power of prayer overcome every obstacle. For our first clue, let's turn to Psalms, where King David says in Psalm 5, verse 3, "In the morning I will order my prayers before the Lord, and then I will eagerly watch." He had learned the secret of prayer, and because of it, he received answers. What was the secret he had learned? He eagerly watched for the answers. In other words, he believed that when he spoke to God in prayer, that God was listening. Not only was he listening, he cared. Not only did he care, but he cared enough to actually answer. And the importance of this can't be overstated. It is exactly what Jesus said many years later, recorded in the Gospels. Jesus said, "Whatever you ask in faith, believing you have received it, it shall be granted to you." Jesus is instructing us on the vital link that believing plays in answered prayer. We must pray as though we expected God was going to answer. And that's exactly what our verse said in Matthew 21. "All things you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive." Whenever we rise to the occasion and believe that God is good and that he cares and that he will surely answer, we find through wonderful experience that our prayers are always answered. Now, the question is, why is this believing so important? Surely God could very easily answer our prayers, whether we were believing or simply asking him. That's a good question. Well, there's a pretty simple explanation for this. My degree is in psychology, and there are certain laws of psychology that are from God. And one of them is that if we are rewarded for doing something, we will tend to repeat that behavior. It's simply learned behavior from positive reinforcement, psychology 101. But God, being the author of our human nature, knows this. When a sudden, unexpected bill falls on us, we wail, we despair. When we are in our typical frame of mind, we are full of complaining and whining when things go wrong. And then, when we go to God and pray in despair, our despair reflects that we don't actually believe that God really will answer. We are telling God in our despair that the circumstances are too impossible, nothing can change it. Well, now think about this. If God then answered your prayer when you're in this complaining, despairing mode, what would that do to you? Well, it would reinforce the whining and complaining behavior. If God answered our prayer when we're like that, he would have just taught us that the way to get something from God is to complain a lot. You see how dangerous this is? Do you see how we actually prevent God from answering our own prayers because of our attitude? We actually make it impossible for God to answer because it will teach us unacceptable behavior. It will reinforce in us complaining and whining. And you probably never thought of that before, but it's pretty simple, isn't it? And that's why James says, "Let not the one who doubts think he will receive anything from God." And the reason is that God can't answer us when we're complaining or doubting because it will ruin our character. Now, on the other hand, Hebrews says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. The one who comes to him must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. If we put into practice believing in God and then act accordingly, God is free to answer us because when he answers, it will teach us that good, trusting behavior is blessed by God. And what is the good behavior that pleases God, that causes him to delight in answering our prayers? It is rejoicing in great confidence that God is good, that he's glad to take care of us. And that's exactly what it says in Philippians 4:6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." God wants to teach us to be filled with praise and thanksgiving that comes from faith, from believing that he is good and he will take care of us as a loving father. That we would praise him with this confidence even before the answer comes. And this is the faith that is demonstrated by King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, when he was surrounded by an army that was sent specifically to kill him. What did Jehoshaphat do in the midst of this horrific situation? Well, he sent the singers out to battle ahead of his army. So confident was he in the goodness of the Lord and the faithfulness of his promises that he put his faith to action by loudly praising God in the midst of the most extreme circumstance. Believe me, whatever you're going through, it's really nothing compared to being surrounded by an army sent to kill you. And really, that kind of puts things into perspective, doesn't it? If King Jehoshaphat could praise God in the midst of those trials, you also can praise God in the midst of yours. Praise and rejoicing is faith in action. And that's why Paul says to pray with thanksgiving. Praise is faith in action. Praise demonstrates a heart that believes God really will answer. If we believe God really will take care of whatever that heavy burden is, that he will lift it off of our shoulders, the natural response is gratitude and thanksgiving. If we really believe God is going to rescue that family member who has gone off into the world, we will respond by thanking him with gladness. So you see, praise is the proper response to our problems, even when they are overwhelming. When we begin to praise God in the midst of our trials, nothing could please God more. And it may be very difficult at first. You will most likely feel like doing anything but praising God. Your flesh is screaming with complaints at the injustice of whatever it is that you've suffered, and you're full of complaining. Praise God anyway, just out of simple obedience. And I don't mean praising God in your head as you're stewing at the injustice of the situation. Praise the Lord out loud. Praise the Lord with your lips. Praise the Lord loudly. That's what King Jehoshaphat was doing. He was praising God loudly. I cannot overstate the importance of this. If you try to praise God inside of your head, in your thoughts, you will never succeed. You will be overwhelmed by your present circumstances. And so it takes an act of faith. Open your mouth out loud, praise God, and you will feel almost a shockwave going through the atmosphere around you as you begin to praise the Lord in the midst of your troubles. And so it may be a little bit stiff at first because you're really not feeling it, but that's okay. Just keep going. As you put your faith into action by thanking him, a new confidence will start to well up from within you. As you continue to praise God, you'll actually begin to feel that heavy weight of despair lift off your heart. And then, if you continue, it will start to become a joy. There'll be joy that wells up in your heart. And that is the believing prayer that Jesus is telling us to have. And then he's glad to pour out his blessing. He's glad to send his glorious answer because it will reinforce and teach that behavior that is good. It will teach us that the way to have answers to prayer is by great confidence in God. And as I said, this explanation is pretty simple. It's basic human nature and the natural laws of God, but we just don't think of it very often. It's well worth thinking about. If we want God to answer our prayer, we must give him a mindset and an attitude that he is able to bless. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come before you right now, and the first thing we want to do is confess how many times we have gone to you with unbelieving prayer, that we have gone to you and walked away in despair after praying, or have been in despair all the way through our prayer. Lord, please forgive us and help us to pray in a way that pleases you. Help us to pray with the confidence that you are not only hearing, but that you care and that you are glad to answer. Lord, we want to be full of faith and we want to learn to trust you and we want to learn how to get answers to our prayers because we need those answers. Please make us children that are full of faith and full of gladness. Holy Spirit, fill us with the rejoicing that comes from a believing heart. And Lord, I ask you to bless all those who are listening to this program today and that you will meet their needs, that you will rescue them from despair and then that you will turn their circumstances around, rescue their loved ones, take care of whatever their pressing needs are. And Lord, may there be miracles that take place as a result of us going to you the way you tell us to. Thank you, Lord, for your good words to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as you begin to put these things into practice, God will actually start answering prayers. I want you to contact me, and I want you to tell me what the Lord has done for you, and I want to post some of your comments so that others can be encouraged. Please call me or email me. My information is on the Sky's website. Just Google the Sky Family. And while you're there, Google the Prince Edward Island Bible Institute and consider coming here, whether for short term or for the full 4 semesters. Come and be blessed of the Lord. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.
Change. Jesus came to set us got helpless victims of the past. Tears and pain are done at last. Looking back, we can't escape. Instead, we look full in his face. Habits sold and hard to break. Never change until we take the hand of Jesus by our faith. He lifts us from that miry grave.